This is KERA News. I'm Jessica Diaz-Hurtado. The Church of the Incarnation in Uptown Dallas has unveiled the crown jewel in its $28 million expansion, a 19-foot-tall stained glass window in its new chapel. The window uses an unusual combination of medieval techniques and graphic novel sensibility. Sunlight shines through the mosaic colors of the newly installed window. The ceilings are high in the Ascension Chapel. The stone Gothic arches are grand. These windows are world travelers. They come from the Canterbury Cathedral stained glass studios in Britain.
We had to have the glass specially mouth-blown by specialists in Germany that still make glass in the medieval fashion.
That's Leonie Seliger, director of the Canterbury studio who oversaw the creation of the window. Her studio conserves the historic stained glass of the Canterbury Cathedral. It's part of a World Heritage Site that's 1,400 years old. The challenge? Recreate what the original 800-year-old window looked like in the cathedral when it was brand new.
We needed them to hit exactly the right colors and the right richness of variation, which, you know, they don't normally produce.
The artists used techniques from the 13th century and had to unlearn modern-day shortcuts. The window itself looks like a giant stone arch. At the top is a tiny rosette shaped like a four-leaf clover. Underneath that are two larger daisy-shaped windows, and below are three tall windows that match the shape of the arch. Bold blues, reds, and yellows look even more vibrant in the strong Texas sun. The quick brush strokes give it a modern look.
We have brought it back to its pristine, very clear, nearly pop art aesthetic. It's like a graphic novel.
A $600,000 graphic novel. Anonymous donors wanted a tribute for Father Paul Pritchard. The former rector of the Church of Incarnation died in 2012. Last Sunday, the church dedicated the window.
What a gift this window is to us.
Like a graphic novel, the window tells a variety of stories, some New Testament, others old.
These windows, if they had one overarching theme, it would be both of hope and of salvation.
Bishop Tony Burton is current rector of the church. It sits across the street from North Dallas High School, which has the highest percentage of homeless kids in the city. A year ago, the church opened an after-school drop-in center for them. Burton hopes the window will send a message.
It's to inspire young people with a sense of wonder. It gives you a sense when you walk in that, that there is beauty and possibility in the world that you might not have guessed before.
Burton says there's one place in the world where you can see what the windows of a European cathedral looked like the very day they were installed. And that's at the Church of the Incarnation in Dallas. Jessica Diaz-Hurtado, KERA News.